This is the Faith Conversations podcast. Here, we bring people of faith to the table for honest and authentic conversations about personal faith journeys and what it is like to have a personal relationship with God. Welcome to the Faith Conversations podcast. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. I'm very excited to be here to talk with you guys today in a solo episode. Today is a special edition episode. It's just me and you, and I have some things on my mind that I would like to talk to you guys about God. There's something that has really been on my mind lately, and I just can't get over it. So I wanted to talk with all of you guys about it. There's a truth about God that I cannot shake. And that is that God is a communicator. God is expressive. He's not silent. He's not distant. He's not detached. And he is a God who communicates. And he actually communicates clearly. He communicates personally. And he communicates purposefully. The more that I think about this, the more amazed I am about this characteristic of his, because he truly is the great communicator. But I can't tell you how many times in my life I have felt like God's not communicating or that he won't communicate. I've also talked to numerous people who have struggled with this idea of God communicating with them. The idea of hearing from God is very difficult for a lot of people, and it's a mysterious idea to be able to hear from a God that you cannot see and that does not speak audibly. And so I think this is worth talking about a little bit. You know, there is a spiritual realm and there is a physical realm. And so the way that we hear with our physical ears and the way that we see with our physical eyes is not the way that is always how God communicates with us with the same senses. And so we have to really think about this spiritual dimension. And I don't want to get too crazy meta on you guys, but I just want to bring the idea to the table that there's more to life than what we can see. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. And so if you're exploring faith or if you're a person of faith, then you know that there is something bigger to this physical life that we have right now. It is spiritual in nature and it is unseen. But that doesn't mean that there's not a way to understand it. We can understand it with our mind, we can understand it with our spirit, and we can understand it through community and through our actions. So I just want to dig into this topic a little bit today on the fact that God is a great communicator. If you've never heard my personal story, I encourage you to go back to some of the previous special edition episodes here. I talk about my own faith journey. I talk about different things that have happened in my life. That's where my ideas are coming from a personal perspective. But I've also sat down in front of many people in this podcast, and I've heard how God has communicated with them. And then we sit down together and we talk about it for you. So this is it's such an amazing characteristic of an almighty, powerful God who saves souls to also be such a personal God who also communicates. I think another reason why I'm fascinated by this topic is because I am also a communicator. It has taken me, I'm a little over 45 years old at the time that I'm recording this podcast, and I've been a believer since I was 15 years old, so I've got about 30 years of walking with the Lord and learning from Him, and it has not been until probably the last 10 years that I have learned to refer to myself as a communicator. For most of my childhood and young adult life, I just was a talkative person that I felt like I was always supposed to be quiet. And I was someone who was expressive. I was someone who, the minute I learned something new, I wanted to talk about it. The minute I experienced something new, I wanted to talk about it. I've come to learn that I'm a verbal processor. So now I know how to use words to talk about my personality and my behaviors. But I have not been able to really feel comfortable in my own skin as a communicator, as a verbal processor, and as a person that uses words to express myself until late, you know, until my adulthood. And so there's something comforting for me as a communicator to know that God is also a communicator. And for those people out there who are not communicators, words might be difficult for them, or communicating their thoughts and ideas might be challenging, you can understand that God's like that too. He is also a quiet and simple spirit. Often his secret small voice is referred to. So he is both and. He's both of these things. And I just want to call out the fact that he is a God who communicates with us. He communicates about himself with us. He communicates about his character, his presence, and his desires for our life, his will. And out of his great love for us, he wants us to know what he's saying. And he uses multiple methods of communication to ensure his message is clear and accessible to us. So it's personal, it's expressive, and I want you to know this distinguishes him from every other world religion. He is holy, he's pure, he's powerful, he's just, which are all characteristics that people would more normally associate with God, but he's also profoundly personal, and he's present. He doesn't communicate with us from a distance. He communicates with us in a close and personal way out of a deep, deep love that he has for you and for me. So if you've ever felt unsure about hearing from God, I want you to consider the many ways that he has already spoken and the way that he has purposefully put communication methods in place for us to be able to hear from him. So I've got a few ways. I think I've got five different ways that God communicates with us that I want to go over. There are ways that I've personally experienced him communicate, but I also, there are ways that he tells us he communicates through the word of God, and that I've also interviewed people who've sat in the studio with me and told me their faith journey, and I can hear it in their testimony that God was communicating with them and directing them, and basically without words, telling them what to do, which way to go, and who he was through their life experiences. So he's just so cool. I just can't get over it. But let's go into a couple of these particular ways that he communicates with us. First of all, he himself, his identity is a way that he communicates with us through his identity. God is a triune God. This means three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's a three in one Godhead. And this reveals a depth of relationship and expression that happens within himself. So by nature, his own identity, he is expressive. Isn't that cool? That blows my mind. It's really hard for me to articulate, but it is really cool. And so the Trinity is, in many ways, it's God's eternal communication of his own nature. And it is just mysterious, but it shows us that God has always been a God who expresses himself. So the fact that he is in community with himself at all times, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, constantly communicating and expressing himself in different ways, is literally his nature. It's who he is as a being, and I just think that is so amazing. But so if you're ever wondering if it's true, yes, it's true, because it's who he is. Second, God communicates through creation. So, I mean, just look around, right? Look at nature. Look at the mountains, the oceans, the deserts, the stars. Look at all the animals. Look at the insects, every single living thing. Creation is God's message on display. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's one of the things that causes me to love created things, even though I'm not really an outdoor enthusiast. I'm not an ocean enthusiast. I'm not an enthusiast about any specific thing, but I'm just fascinated by everything that's created, because I look at a flower on the tree in my front yard and I see all of its tiny little facets and everything that makes that flower grow and bloom and die and regenerate. It's absolutely phenomenal. And this is a reflection of his character and who he is. And you can look at a mountain range. You can, anything from something simple like how the size of it in comparison to mankind, to the minerals that are within the earth that are so diverse and that serve so many different purposes. He is just incredibly deep and creative, and there's no way to describe the depth of his creativity and the depth of his image, really, and the way it's reflected on this earth. He expresses himself, he communicates what he's like and who he is through his created things. But then there's also this aspect of human beings that is just fascinating to me. And that is the fact that we are remarkably alike, even though there are so many things that make us different. I love how diverse we are. And, you know, I worked in language and culture for nearly 15 years prior to a big career shift 11 or 12 years ago, whenever I started working in agriculture. And what fascinated me the most about diversity was not necessarily what separates us and makes us different, but actually what unites us and what makes us the same. The truth of God's character resides within us as human beings, and it's evident. The desires of the human heart, they supersede language, culture, demographics, social class, personal experiences, social context. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we are made in his image. And there are truths that reside within the human being. I've traveled to over 22 countries. I've met people from all backgrounds of language and culture and religion and so forth. And when you speak to another human being, regardless of what language it's in or what upbringing they've had, you can find common denominators of mankind. And those common denominators are reflective of the nature of God. And it is absolutely amazing that God expresses himself through his creation, and he communicates about himself with us, where all we have to do is walk outside and look at something that was God made, not man-made, and we get to see a piece of who he is. Okay, God communicates with us through his written word. Maybe you're listening to this today and it could be anything from not knowing if you believe the Bible is true to absolutely 110% believing every single word that it says, or you might be a person who's had some of these experiences that I'm referring to, or you might be a person that wishes you had had some of these experiences. Maybe you're curious, maybe you're checking it out for the first time, or maybe you've gone to church for many, many, many years and you've heard some Bible teaching, but you've never personally pursued reading the Bible on your own. Regardless of where you are in your journey, I want you to know that God did not leave us guessing. He expresses himself through the written word. And because the Bible is so accessible today, I think that we forget how astonishing that is. I mean, think about it. The God of the universe chose to reveal his message of redemption and salvation in written form. That alone should captivate us. Honestly, just that alone should stir us with a desire to know his word deeply. In scripture, God has put on display the intricate story of his redemptive work, his plan to draw his people out of darkness and restore them to himself. Within the pages of the Bible, we find truth, life, guidance for the present, insight for the future. And if there were ever a book worthy of our full attention, it's the Bible. The Bible reflects God's authoritative, trustworthy, and powerful communication. and it's meant to shape our faith and guide our lives. I just genuinely believe that we can't afford to ignore it, and we cannot let it sit there unopened. When you read God's word, you discover who He is and allow His truth to speak into your life. I've actually been reading in the book of John recently, and I'm going to talk about it in just a second a little bit more. But, you know, I've read the book of John a number of times. I just said, you know what, I'm just going to start at John 1:1. I'm just going to start right there. And I stayed on that verse, really the first two verses, for like 3 days. and I'll tell you a little bit about it in a minute. But the point is that the Bible doesn't get old. It does. And it's also not disconnected. It's very current. And the Old Testament, which I've absolutely love reading so many parts of the Old Testament, because it just shows us God's character over time. We get to see how unchanging He is, but yet we get to see how He loves people. And we can also get to see how broken people are and how redemptive He is, regardless of how long ago it was or the social context or cultural context that it was in. God is the same. And I think the Old Testament is just so incredible to showcase that for us. But, oh man, I could go on and on. I want to reiterate that God communicates with us through His word, and He will communicate with you if you read His word. And so if you're wondering why God doesn't communicate with you, ask yourself, have I ever read the Bible? And if you want to start reading the Bible for the first time, I would recommend picking up the book of John. It's one of the Gospels. The Gospels are the story of the written account of Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. And there are four different people that wrote about this, about Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. And they're called the Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So pick up a Bible, turn to what we call the New Testament, which is going to be towards the end, and look for the book of John and just start reading there. And you'll get to read first and foremost about Jesus. And if not, you can go back to, oh gosh, many of the episodes that I did in season 3 covered this, but Matt Rampey's episode talked about reading from the Bible just from start to finish. Dr. Michael Coffey, his episode talked about just picking up the Bible and just started reading in order to learn more. We've got a lot of people who have testified on this podcast about how they had really no interest or no understanding of God, and they picked up the Bible and they just started reading. And that is what led to their life transformation. God speaks through His word. So check it out. The next one is that God communicates by showing up. He shows up in our lives. And Jesus is God's most complete and personal self-disclosure. If you've ever wondered what God is like or what He wants to say to mankind, take a look at Jesus's life and Jesus's teachings. They are absolutely phenomenal. Jesus taught in a way that had never, I mean, people were fascinated by what He was saying because it was so different. It was so new, and they were fascinated. And if you read one of those Gospels I was just talking about, you get to this like firsthand account of exactly what He said, what He did, and what He was like. So if you've ever wondered what God is like, just look at Jesus's life and His teachings, and you're going to learn. Scripture calls Jesus the Word. In Greek, this is logos. And the meaning is God's speech, His reason, His message, His divine expression. This is a Greek word used to refer to Jesus as what we would say in English, the Word, or in Greek, logos. I'm no Greek scholar. I'm not a theologian. I had to look this up when I was reading John 1:1, but I am absolutely fascinated by what God is saying here in John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the capital W word. Remember, I just told you this is Logos. It's his divine expression. It's his communication about himself, his reason, his speech. And the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So after John explains that Jesus was with God in the beginning, we use the word Jesus in English to say his name, but what we're really referring to is Jesus is God's expression that put on flesh. If you keep reading down in John 1:14, it says, then comes the moment that changed everything. The word, this is the scripture, it says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So again, the capital W word became flesh and dwelt among us. So God in the Trinity, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit existed in the beginning of time. And as John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, right? And the Word was God. And in the beginning with God, all things were made through the Word, and without him was nothing that was not made. And the Word, capital W Word, put on flesh and dwelt among us. Do you see how this is Jesus? The English name that we give him is Jesus. This is Jesus, the Word, who dwelt among us. So when you read and study and learn about Jesus, you are learning about the Godhead, God, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the eternal God, the creator of all things, entered human history, put on flesh, and in Jesus, God made himself known on earth. So he shows up. He communicates by actually showing up. John 1:18 confirms that the only Son is the one who has made him known. If you're unclear about who Jesus is or what he taught, he is absolutely worth exploring. Everything that God wants us to know about him is revealed in Christ. So check it out. Go to one of those gospel books in the Bible. Read about Jesus. Read his teaching. Read his life. Understand how earth-shattering he was whenever he was here and how it changed the course of history, because he was God's redemptive plan from the beginning. And all of scripture, all of the Old Testament is about Jesus. It's about that redemptive plan. It's about how God is going to put on flesh and dwell among us in order to make a way for us to not have to suffer the consequences of our sin, but rather be saved from the consequences of our sin and have eternal life with him. And then last is that God communicates through his people. When Jesus returned to the Father, he didn't leave us alone. He very specifically tells the disciples that he is going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going, you remember the Godhead, the three in one, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, been there from the beginning. Jesus is going to send the Holy Spirit so that even though he's no longer physically on earth, we will have him with us. Even without Jesus's physical presence, we will have his presence with us through the Holy Spirit. Our advocate, our helper, our counselor, our teacher, our comforter. The Spirit is God's ongoing communication with his people. And he's given to all who believe in Jesus. So through the Holy Spirit, God reveals his will and his ways, his character and his power. And through the Spirit, he reveals his presence And it comes in tender and very personal and intimate ways through the Holy Spirit. It's like you know he is with you in a very personal way. It's actually the reason why I like doing this podcast, is because we get to take these really personal things that are hard to articulate and that we often don't share with others because they're just very personal and intimate in nature. And we get to talk about it, so it's not so mysterious anymore. We pull back the curtain and get to look behind the scenes at God working on earth. And that's because of the work of the Holy Spirit among us. We are fragile earthen vessels, and God chooses to dwell within us. His life is on display through our life. And this is one of the remarkable ways that God expresses himself, through the words, the actions, the transformation, and the testimony of his people. If this is the only podcast episode you've ever listened to, I encourage you, please go back to episode number one and just start listening. I mean, I am telling you, please don't take my word for it right now. Take the word of the people who I've interviewed on this podcast. Take their word for it. Listen to person after person after person and look at what God has done on earth and through these people's lives, how he is communicating with them in all of these ways. And I think a minute ago I said last one, but actually I have another one. I want to talk about how God communicates through his church. God reveals himself through the shared life of his people, his church. 1 Corinthians 12:12 points to this picture really beautifully. It says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." And I referenced this earlier just because the body is so amazing and diverse. That's how it is within the body of Christ and within the church. We are created by God for community. We are not created for isolation. We are not created for individualism. We can be strong individuals, but we are created to be in community. God designed each of us with a distinct purpose and unique gifts. And when we come together, we display the fullness of his character in a way that we never could by ourselves. As one body, we carry his love, his compassion, his message. And then Christ continues his work in the world today through his people who he has saved. Broken people like me, like you, who have been saved by the grace of God. And then he plants his Holy Spirit within us, and then he does his work on earth. So through the church, God communicates. He expresses himself, his love. He lives it out in tangible and bold ways. If you're not connected to a church, I encourage you to please consider finding a faith community, a trustworthy faith biblical community that you can get involved in. Because not only are you missing a meaningful part of your life without that community, the church is incomplete without you. You were not meant to walk alone. So please recognize that you have a place in God's family and embrace the community of believers so that you can experience more of God's communication and expression in your life. I hope that these different ways that God communicates with us is really showing you how expressive God really is. He's a God who speaks. He's a God who reveals. He's a God who draws near. He comes into our midst right where we are. He is not a silent God. He's not a distant God. And I'm telling you, he's not hard to find. And if the living God has something to say, wouldn't you want to hear it? So guys, let's not delay in seeking him. He has made himself known so that we might truly know him. He is accessible, he's present, and he's ready to meet those who seek him with their whole heart. When you seek him, you will find him. I really have been burning to talk about the fact that God is expressive. He's a communicator. He's not silent. He's not distant. And if he feels that way to you right now, stick it out. Learn more about him. Pursue him. Seek him so that you will find him, because he is not a God that wants to be far from you. He wants to draw near to you. When you draw near to him, he draws near to you. He does communicate. He is not dead. He is very, very alive. If you like this topic and you want more on it, I actually have an article about the ways God communicates with us on my column. So you can go to jessicacabrera.org and click on the tab that says column and look for an article that I wrote called Ways God Communicates with Us. Also, I do send out the articles in an e-newsletter. So if you're interested in receiving those communications, hope you guys have an awesome day. I'm thankful for the fact that we got to go over this today, and I look forward to having you back next week. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited, because new episodes release every week.